We're doing the Doshot Aran. We're up to page Kuf Tzadi Vav in the Mosandach of Kuk edition. What page is it there? And page Ayin Bet in the Machon Shalom edition. Ve'omnam, sheyu atchunot alibiyot shoshei ha'avodot kulan inin zem vuar bechipus. The concept that he said earlier, that the when it comes to our traits or our state of mind that revolves around our personality, that revolves around what state of mind or what state of emotion we're in. And this idea that this state is the root of all our service, that's something that we can show logically. Because if you analyze it, the mitzvos of the Torah can be divided into three sections. Some mitzvot have nothing to do with an action. The Torah expects us to believe and to know. For example, when we speak about recognizing that Hashem exists, recognizing that He watches over the world, the idea that there is a payback, Hashem rewards for those who do good, punishes those who do evil. And we have other mitzvot of a similar nature. So undoubtedly, being that these mitzvot are mitzvot of the heart, so it starts with the heart, and the root and the foundation of these mitzvot is in the heart. To the point where you could even say that these mitzvot almost have no expression externally from the heart. The mitzvah is what do you believe? Where's a person's thoughts? Where's a person's heart? But they begin and end in the heart. Now we know that, wherever your heart lies, that's where your actions lie. That is the root of all that a person does. But at the end of the day, these specific mitzvot, if we talk about the mitzvah of believing that Hashem exists, that He's watching over the world, these are mitzvot that rest in the heart. V'zeh achelek einenu roshem baguf be'etzem aval b'mikre. And this type of mitzvah, we said there are three types of mitzvot. So these mitzvot, they don't actively, they don't directly affect our hearts. They don't actively affect our bodies. They inadvertently affect our bodies. As we said, the way you behave is going to reflect what you believe. But at the end of the day, the mitzvah isn't about how you behave. The mitzvah is about what you believe. So that's the first type of mitzvot. We said, we're going to indicate now how the mitzvot, at the end of the day, are all rooted in the heart. So he says, okay, the first type of mitzvah is a mitzvah that has nothing to do with your actions directly. It's all about your heart. The idea that Hashem exists, the idea that He's watching over the world, that there's reward and punishment. So here we come to Jewish philosophy and the mitzvahs in Jewish philosophy. Those mitzvahs are obviously rooted in the heart. V'chelek ha'sheni, the second type of mitzvah is hen amidot ha'miyuchasot l'amidot ha'tovot. Those are the traits that we attribute to good traits. Kemitzvot shehen al tzad hachanina v'gmilut ha'chesed. Like the mitzvahs of being a compassionate person, doing kindness. Ve'eile en safek sheshoshan v'yisodan u'alev. And undoubtedly the root of these mitzvot is also in the heart. Where does the compassion come from? Where does the mercy come from? U'mipnei sheze achelek kolel arbe min ha'mitzvot, meaning that this type of mitzvah is really a type that encompasses many mitzvot. Amud masechet Shabbat. So the Talmud tells us in Tractate Shabbos, al oto Shabbat lifnei Hillel v'amar lo shelamdehu kol haTorah al regel achat. You remember that person wanted to convert. He says to Hillel, teach me the whole Torah when I'm standing on one foot. Sheshivo, Hillel answered him, v'avta l'racha kamocha. Okay, the whole Torah is you should love your friend like yourself. Idach marai zil gmor. The rest is tradition. Go get the tradition. What our sages were teaching here is that whoever can acquire this good trait to love his fellow man like himself, if you can acquire that Yekalu alav inyanei rov ha-mitzvot. Then most of the mitzvot will be easy. V'zeh ha-chelek roshem ha-nefesh ve-aguf yachad. So this type of mitzvah, so you have a mitzvah that affects the heart and affects the body, because the root of the mitzvah is your feeling. Love your fellow man like yourself. The action of the mitzvah is how you behave to your fellow man. So this type of mitzvah is a combination. It starts with the heart, it ends with the action. וכן המצוות המעשיות שהן מורות על דבר אחר, מכוון בם ראוי שנאמין אותו. And the same is true, you have mitzvot that are testimonials. You have mitzvot that when you do them, you're attesting to something. For example, כאכילת מצה, we have the mitzvah of eating matzah, שיזכר ליציאת מצרים. That's a commemoration of the Exodus. So when we eat matzah, yes, we're doing a physical action, but the action has more meaning than just the physical action, than the fact that we're eating. The eating of the matzah is a testimonial to the fact that God took us out of Egypt. Vayishiva b'sukkot, shizecher lezeh b'atzmo. When we sit in the sukkah, that's also to commemorate that Hashem took us out of Egypt and sat us in sukkahs along the route. Vashvita b'shabbat, shizecher lechidush olam. When we rest on Shabbos, that's also a testimonial. We commemorate the fact that the world was created in 6 days, and on the seventh day Hashem rested. Hamitzvot ha'ile im eyotan yotzot menimshachot me'evarim acherim milevad alev. These mitzvos, although they are mitzvos that come to play through limbs other than the heart, the actions are done by the rest of the body. Achal shatachlit ben hu sheyitzuyar ha'inyan ha'mchuvan bam banefesh, being that the essence of the mitzvah is that the mitzvah should have a spiritual impact. When we eat matzah, it should affect us in our recognition that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We say, eat matzah, the Torah says, so you remember I took you out of Mitzrayim. So the point of the mitzvah, so to speak, is to affect the heart. Hatchalatan v'shoshanu alev. So then the root of the mitzvah and the goal of the mitzvah is revolving around the heart again. So those were two types of mitzvahs. The first was with regard to Jewish thought. The second was either mitzvos that are between man and his fellow man, or mitzvos that are testimonials. Yes?
Can I ask, is the fact eating kosher food, is that a mitzvah in itself?
I think so.
Yeah? So if a secular Jew lives in Israel and eats kosher, just default because he lives here, doesn't necessarily says, I want to eat kosher, that's why I eat kosher. He buys in the store. Does he do a mitzvah without intending, without his kavanah?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, you don't think he did, it's a mitzvah?
No. So he isn't doing an aveira, but I don't think
so. Didn't you say it's a good thing, though? Because if you do a mitzvah, even without intention, eventually they'll bring you around to do it.
I agree. It's a very good thing, right? It's a very good thing that he's eating kosher.
So, Rob, if you... you're saying that you have to do it by heart and by intention, right?
I'm saying there are mitzvot. In a minute we'll get to the third type of mitzvot, which one of them is eating kosher, where we don't know why. So it doesn't revolve around the heart, because we don't even know why we eat kosher. God said so, we do it. Ask me why is kosher healthier? I don't know. So that's the third section of mitzvot, which we're about to read about. מהחלק השלישי מהמצוות, the third type of mitzvot, הוא החלק שנעלם כוונתן. That's the type of mitzvahs where we don't know the point of the mitzvah. The idea behind the mitzvah is concealed me'enei ha'amon. The masses don't really understand why we have this mitzvah. V'em anikraim chukim. That's what we call statutes. The Torah says eat kosher. Okay. The Torah says don't eat meat and milk. Okay. I don't know why. V'ze ha'chelek af al pi shenireh mimenu shelo yeh lalev bo mavorav. This type of mitzvah, at first glance, it would seem it has nothing to do with your heart, because you don't understand anything about the mitzvah. Einenu ken. Nonetheless, it's not true. It is connected to the heart. Ki tzrich shiyu elu ha-mitzvot gam ken, nasot bekavana gmura l'shem shamayim, imeyot shenelam ta'aman. He addresses exactly your question. He says, because these mitzvos have to be done for the sake of heaven, even though we don't know why. You ask a person, why are you eating kosher? So if he says, well, I'm eating kosher because that's what they have in Israel, that's not the fulfillment of the mitzvah. The fulfillment of the mitzvah is God said so, I'm eating kosher. I don't know why God said so, but I know why I'm eating kosher, and that is because He said so. I of course, what Mike said is correct, that hey, things evolve, and if you start off even without the proper intent, you eventually it can lead a person to doing it the right way. So that's for sure a positive thing, and it's great that he's not sinning and eating non-kosher. But at the end of the day, the mitzvah is when you know why you're doing it.
I always love the idea that so many secular Jews who are eating at least kosher and everything. I love that idea because, but I think Rav Litzman once told, that many secular Jews do a lot of mitzvah because they do, like if you don't steal, it's a mitzvah, right? So, Baruch Hashem, if many people don't steal.
It's a biblical provision. You're not allowed to steal.
It's not a mitzvah to not steal. It's a prohibition to steal.
Right. So if a person is in a situation where his someone in the office left the room, and he could take a few paper clips from his table, and he says, no, I won't do that. So he just...
Only a mitzvah if he's tempted to do it.
No, of course.
He doesn't consider the money that's on the table, then it's not a mitzvah.
It's not about temptation. It's not about not doing it. Like, Lo Tiknof? If you don't do it, you're doing this mitzvah. You're doing this mitzvah every day.
Only if you're tempted to take it and you're restrained because of the fact that it says Al Tiknof.
I don't think so.
Rob, I think like him.
What's the mitzvah?
Yeah.
I think so. Says, Kol rega sheyashav adam venimna milasot avera. Any minute that a person sat and withheld himself from doing an avera, seems to be like him. That
but,
a situation.
But you're actually withholding yourself. If I walk in the office right now and there's a bunch of money and I see it and I don't think about it, whatever, and I walk away, I've done a mitzvah, right?
I don't know.
By not stealing?
I don't know. If it didn't cross your mind, if it wasn't the mitzvah that you, I don't know if that's a mitzvah. I don't think so. Because. Then you could say, look, you're sitting right here, you're not taking his cup, you're not taking his bottle, you're not...
Well, hopefully. No, seriously.
I don't think so. It has to be...
Refraining from doing it makes it...
If you have to actually refrain, then you could say it's a mitzvah, but the fact that I'm sitting here and I'm not stealing, I don't feel like stealing.
But Rob, isn't it one of the big differences between us and many going, like, and the Christians from many years, hundreds of years ago, that one of the reason that we kept so many laws. We did. If the Ten Commandments were never given, we might like walk around in any house and take anything, like, right? So we got the Ten Commandments and all the mitzvot because that's why we don't steal. It's something God commanded us. It's not, if God would never gave Am Yisrael the Ten Commandments and the world, the seven laws, would be a lot of balagan. Just because of it, we don't. There's less theft and less murder. I think.
I don't know.
You think people would be
a definition. It doesn't make the mitzvah.
I'm not going to commit to saying that the Jewish people never steal. We
no,
were
no,
told
no.
off in
neither.
Egypt for stealing,
of course,
didn't they? From each other.
If the Ten Commandments never given, I think the word would be a worse place.
I don't know what you mean.
They're always doing. You have to go upstairs. Why did you get rid of the haftar table? Because people are taking stuff that's...
Of course.
Say, oh, Hefka, yeah, his brand new laptop, that's Hefka.
No, that's a huge difference.
This mobile phone, this adapter, this microphone, oh yeah, Hefka, yeah, right. This money in that wallet, oh yeah, that's Hefka.
I don't put anything down anymore for 2 minutes, because...
Why in Israel...
If I turn back, it's gone.
Why in Israel, your wallet gets returned... Chances 10 times higher than in Holland. Why? What do you think so? I'm sure it has to do because of our values. How much? In Holland, it's gone. It's a goner forever. Here in Israel,
I would say all that's in England.
Oh, I'm so sure about that. I hear all my friends in Israel say this.
What?
But I just think it's because of our values. It's a huge difference between us and England.
I had my bicycle stolen, my clothes stolen.
Of course. And I think Israel's perfect.
Two bikes. Someone tried to steal another bike.
Big chance you're Arab, so I am saying that. No, I'm not saying you're
Arab area.
Well, look, books.
Okay, I'm saying
surrounded by barbed wire.
Your name, Ken.
No Arabs there.
Shoresh ha-mitzvot v'yisodan v'lev u'mimenu atchalatan. So the Ran says, the root of the mitzvos, the foundation of the mitzvos is in the heart. That's where it all begins. V'liyot ha-ta'ut ha-mu'at ha-nofel ba-atchalot ma-pil b'shgiyot yoter atzumot ma-tula yoter gadol mimenu shelo yipol ba-atchala. This comes back to the point that Ran was making earlier, that the closer you get to the heart of things, excuse the pun, so then the more any blemish is relevant. Meaning, if a person has a pimple on his nose, no, he can live with it. He has a pimple on his heart, he might not be able to live with it. The closer you get to the heart, to the root of life, and to the root, be it physical life, be it spiritual life, the more we need perfection, because if you're going to be off, it's going to affect everything. So if one's heart, if one's philosophy, if one's thoughts, if one's traits are off, that affects everything he does. If one is off in one mitzvah, it might be a big mitzvah, but it affects that mitzvah. The heart is like the nucleus from which everything comes out. So if as we described, if you're trying to make two parallel lines, if you start off accurately straight, so then it's going to keep going straight. If you're going to start off slightly off, so that slight nuance of being off, well, that's going to end up being a lot as you continue down the road. Right. Amal? Yeah.
Well, you said the heart, that's figuratively, right?
So both. I'm saying, oh, right, okay, fine. So it's both. Yeah, I'm saying the physical heart, referenced medically, and the spiritual heart, referenced philosophically. Mikol mishman etzol libecha. King Solomon said, watch your heart. Klomar, shmo me'od chunot libcha betachlit hazirut, meaning, be very careful with your heart, meaning your beliefs and your traits, as careful as you can be, v'tamshichem at yushlemot, and you be careful with them, take care of them to the point where they will be whole, v'shmoto mikol mishma v'tchuna ra'a, gam sh'tiyeh b'tachlit ha-miyut. And be so careful even of the slightest blemish, even though it's most slight, ki mimenu klomar mehalev motzeh ha-chayim ha-nafshiyim, because the heart is the root of life. And the heart, you pointed out correctly over here, the heart is the spiritual heart. Yeah, he's saying a mashal, he's saying just as in the physical heart, so too the spiritual heart when it comes to our traits, when it comes to our thoughts, that is the root of our spiritual life. And that's why it's so important to watch over our heart, so that at the root of everything, there won't be an error. And we'll pick up here, Bezanchen, next week.